Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. This is Troy Dooley, the co-host of this show. And I tell you, we have been for the last 6-7 days in John Maxwell's book, Your Roadmap for Success. And if you have not bought this book yet, I suggest you go to johnmaxwellonleadership.com, buy the book, go over to our website over at the radioforyourmind.com, pick up the book, do something, take action, and get this book because it will change your life. I remember in 1997 when the original version came out, I bought it, and I would spend late nights working through this book because I wanted to dig as deep as I could. I wanted to make a change. At that time in my life, my baby girl was going through a major medical issue with a birth defect, and it made a big difference, made a big impact. And in this chapter, chapter 7, Are We There Yet?, John talks about what you have to do to be able to get there. See, when you take a trip, we know where we're going because of landmarks. But a lot of times when we're on the success journey, it's not that easy because we don't know what we're looking for. We don't know what it is that we should be seeing. A lot of times we're so busy, we're so hectic, we're just not paying attention. John writes this, when it comes to the success journey, a lot of adults are in the same boat as children. They seem to constantly ask the question, am I there yet? Part of that comes from the impatience about being successful, but it also indicates that too many people, despite their hard work, can't tell if they're making progress on the journey or not. A lot of that has to do, I think, with the paradigm of what success is. But the question that we should be asking is not, are we there yet? The question we should be asking is, am I headed there? See, if we know we're headed in the right direction, then we know that we're going to be achieving specific objectives along the way. Those objectives we might call landmarks. Can you see the landmark coming up? Did you see the landmark you just passed? Are you moving in the right direction? Too many times, I think, we miss that. We don't see it. We don't focus on it. Sometimes the landmark could be like what Mount Rushmore looked like before they chiseled out the four pictures. Or the four faces, I should say, of the presidents. Let me ask you this. Did you ever ask yourself, what's it cost to reach that landmark? Or what's it cost to reach that objective? To gain that outcome? Ralph Waldo Emerson pointed out, for everything you gain, you lose something. For everything you gain, you lose something. Isn't that interesting? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give up something? See, I think that's the key. H. Jackson Brown, the author of the Life's Little Instruction book, wrote, you pay a price for getting stronger. You pay a price for getting faster. You pay a price for jumping higher, but also you pay a price for staying the same. See, if I decided I didn't want to lose this 45, 50 pounds that I've been carrying around for the last few years, going from 165 to 185 to 225, then I'd pay a price. My blood pressure would continue to go up. My heart would get working out harder. And when it came time for my daughters to ask somebody to walk them down the aisle, it sure the heck wouldn't be their dad. See, sometimes we're willing to sacrifice and give up more for others. See, I'd become complacent in my weight and in my physical shape. Now I'm out on the beach walking. I'm out riding my bike. I'm lifting weights. I'm taking supplements. I'm doing the intensity workout. I'm getting back into that marine physique that I had. Some people say you're over the age of 40. You can't do what you did when you were 18, 19, 20. But I disagree. See, this is also part of taking that journey. You're willing to think outside the box. See, I'm willing to reach for the landmarks. I'm willing to go and make the commitments, and we're going to talk about this. I'm willing to persist. I'm willing to sacrifice in order to reach that objective. Ed Cole, who's passed away, wrote, all of life is lived on levels and arrived in at stages. And I believe that. Every stage of our life, there's something there. You might want to write this down. Success landmarks are internal, not external. See, when you hit the landmark, you've changed inside. If you're not hitting the landmark, you're not changing inside. John shares some significant trade-offs that we have to make in order to keep moving to a higher level during the success journey. Write these down. They're very important. Number one, achievement over affirmation. You know, I remember all the way up to the day I joined the Marine Corps, it was all about affirmation. Troy, you're a stud. Troy, I love you. Troy, I want to date you. Son, I'm proud of you. But something happened in my life. I never heard certain words from my dad. I never heard I loved you or I was proud of you. That was missing in my life. When I got into the Marine Corps, all of a sudden that became less important. Not saying it wasn't important. We all need that. But it became less important to me in the Marine Corps. Because in the Marine Corps, it wasn't about affirmation. I was a maggot. And in some words that I can't pronounce on the radio show. But it became about achievement. See, receiving affirmation from others probably is a predominant motivator in everyone's life. It's something that we all need. Okay? The Bible says that women are to honor their husband. If you take that word and you go back into the Greek, you realize that that means to praise them, to thank them, to be proud of them. Only one place does it tell a woman to love her husband. And I think the reason that is because God just created men with the need for affirmation, a need for a woman, for their friends to say, dude, you kick butt, you rock. When you become a one percenter, that's something that you learn, is that you go out and you reach out to those others that are with you with that same commitment, and you become brothers and sisters. It's a powerful thing. But see, when you're going up the ladder, when you're deciding, I want to succeed, you've got to realize that affirmation from others is fickle and fleeting at best. If the praise you could receive from others for the things of value that you could accomplish, you know, that would be great. But what most of the time happens is people praise you when they agree with you, and they say nasty things when they disagree with you or when you're willing to go out on a limb. You have to achieve. Achievement sometimes means you're going to give up the affirmations. You're not going to be one of the good old boys. Matter of fact, John writes, you cannot be a good old boy and follow your destiny at the same time. John writes this, I found that some unsuccessful people act the same way. They do all kinds of things to keep others from getting ahead. And what he's talking about is crabs. I don't know if you guys know anything about crab fishing. But see, when the guys go out looking for crabs, they use these baskets. Usually they bring them underwater. If they only get one crab, they got to put a lid on that basket or the crab will crawl out. But when you've got a basket full of crabs, you don't need a lid. Because crabs will grab a hold of each other and pull each other down. They don't let the other person get out of the cage. You don't want to hang out with a lot of crabs in your life. Okay, you don't want to play politics, do all that garbage. Matter of fact, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to live and face opposition, and you're going to have to live through times of insecurities. See, I remember in 2004, I'd gotten a quarterly bonus of about $20,000. I'd been getting quarterly bonuses since 2000, 2001. They'd gone from $250 up to $20,000. I busted my butt. Things were in the world's view, things were great. But it was time for a change. A lot of politics. And I took insecurity so that I could achieve, so I could move forward, so I could become better. Sometimes you got to do that. You cannot stick with mediocrity. You can't stick with just playing a role. You have to face the fact that sometimes you're going to live with insecurity. But when you do that, you're going to also experience freedom, increased potential, and satisfaction. I walked away from something that was holding me back in order to expand and to grow. It's been the greatest thing out there. The aviator Charles Lindbergh wrote this. Success is not measured by what a man accomplishes, but by the opposition he has encountered and the courage with which he has maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. That's the key right there. So you've got to be willing to maintain the courage. You've got to struggle against the odds. Second thing that we've got to look at is you've got to have excellence over acceptability. Making a commitment to excellence is a fundamental step on the success journey. Chuck Swindoll, somebody that's been a catalyst, we gave a Lifetime Achievement Award for. He's at Dallas Theological Seminary now. He's a chancellor over there. A lot of you may have heard him on the radio. Here's what he wrote. Competitive excellence requires 100% all the time. If you doubt that, try maintaining excellence by setting your standards at 92% or even 95%. People figure they're doing fine so long as they get somewhere near it. Excellence gets reduced to acceptable, and before long, acceptable doesn't seem worth the sweat if you can't get by with adequate. After that, mediocrity is only a breath away. You have to set the standard of excellence, whether other people agree or disagree. John writes this, I don't know about you, but I've never met a man or a woman of success who hasn't passed the landmark of dedication to personal excellence. Believe it or not, a lack of excellence has nothing to do with talent, personality, or conditions or luck. Excellence is always a choice. The reason that direct selling companies failed, the reason that large Wall Street firms go bankrupt, the reason that mortgage industry goes upside down, the reason political heroes one day become foes the next is because they lowered their standard of excellence. I made a commitment to my wife many years ago after failing her as a husband that I would never be seen with a female in my car, coming in and out of a hotel room, going to lunch, going to dinner, coming in and out of my house, unless Paige or somebody in the family was with me. I never want to lower my standard of excellence with my wife to where there could be a moment of doubt, let alone temptation. So I believe when you have a standard of excellence, you become committed for life. I'm committed to my wife, to my family, and to my Lord. You have to make a dying commitment. You've got to be willing to pay the price. So you may have to face opposition and live through times of insecurities, but you'll also experience freedom. So you've got to keep going, and when you do that, life will change forever. To achieve excellence, here's some things that you guys ought to do. I mean, I've had to do these. I wrote these down on 3x5 cards. And if you look at these, you're going to find out, because I'm going to give you what you need to do, and I'm going to show you what other people say. Number one, you got to pay attention to details. It takes a lot of little things to add up to 100%. The myth in a world today says don't major in minor issues. Well, I want you to know something. I have studied and studied and studied successful people and successful corporations, and they all majored in the minor issues. Those companies that didn't failed. Second thing you have to do is you got to seek continual improvement. Pat Riley put it this way, excellence is the gradual result of always striving to be better. I strive to be better as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as a coach, as a mentor, as a man. Every day we have to strive for improvement. If you're not improving in one small area of your life, if you're not figuring out what you're not good at and focusing on what your strengths are, then you're not going to be able to achieve excellence over acceptability. Third thing is practice self-discipline. Daily discipline separates excellence from mediocrity. If you want to change yourself, you must change something you do every day. I'm constantly struggling this one. I wear a bracelet on my arm. And I know a lot of you don't, you know, you're not into Bible history and all that. And this isn't a spiritual story. It is, but it's not in this case. I got a band on. I only wear 3 bands. I wear one that says Vima on it because BK's the best, and it says essential for life. I wear one that I just currently started wearing that says, to drill is to spill, so think, prepare, and protect. That was after our war. But then I wear another one on my other hand. It says, dare to be a Daniel. Remember Daniel in the lion's den? Even if you don't go to church, most people know the story. Daniel stood for his principles in the face of adversity. I constantly strive for the self-discipline that Daniel had. Lord knows I'm not close to it, but I'm working on it. You have to be willing to put the self-discipline in if you want to achieve excellence over acceptability. Fourth thing you have to do is maintain high standards. Two words that I'd never, ever use with my wife or my family. Actually, three words. With Paige, the word divorce never comes up. It's not an option, so we don't even use it. Second word that I never use in the family is I hate you. I don't use it anywhere, but never use that. The third thing that we never use in this family is you've been bad. I do not believe there are bad children. I believe there are naughty children, but not bad children. That's a standard of excellence that we have put on here. I only use the word promise when I know I can fulfill the obligation in which I'm promising somebody. You have to have and maintain a high standard of excellence. In order to be able to go the success journey, something else, personal growth over immediate pleasure. I didn't have to leave my position. At the rate I was going, my next bonus would have been $30,000, $35,000 for the quarter. That was above and beyond my regular pay and all the perks. But see, personal growth is deep. It's significance. And when you're out there digging deep and you're out there looking to build personal growth and you want to become somebody new, somebody better, you'll give up immediate pleasure. There's many times I could watch TV. There's many times that I don't want to be working late at night reviewing companies, writing training, getting ready for my next newsletter. But I know without a shadow of a doubt it's helping me grow. Because I have to dig deep. If you want to reach the end of the journey, well, not really the end of the journey. If you want to get to the next stage of the journey, let me put it that way and correct myself. Future potential over financial gain. This is something most of the guys that I hang out with and the girls that I run around with, they don't get this. See, I had a great friend of mine the other day. And I use this because it pissed me off, to be quite honest. But the second thing it did was it showed me the mindset of this individual, and he loves me to death. But listen to this. I shot a small video, didn't do a good job of it because it was about me personally. Said, I'm launching this Ambassadors Partners program. I don't have anything to give you except what I'm already giving you, but I need support because we want to take this to the next level, and eventually we'll have some goodies. Here's what we were on the phone together, and he said, dude, I didn't join. I didn't give any money. I didn't do anything because, dude, I want to know what's in it for me first. I thought, wow. What's in it for me first? See, I don't live my life that way. I believe in future potential over financial gain. Listen to what John writes. Many things in life have greater value than money. Possibly the greatest is personal potential. I frequently traded financial gain for the prospect of future potential, particularly when managing my career. Do you know over the last 6-7 months we have done dozens, if not more, of video reviews on companies? The companies didn't pay us for that. The distributors didn't pay us for that. There was no money involved. People would say, I don't see how you make a living. I said, God is good. That's all I could say. I did it because of the future potential that was there. I knew that down the road this was going to pay off because down the road, eventually I would come up with a business plan that I liked, that was outside the box, that was different than what anybody else said to do. And that's when you hit the future potential. Henry David Thoreau, which is one of the greatest literary writers of all decades, he writes this. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dream and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. He will pass an invisible boundary new universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him, and he will live with the license of a greater order of beings. This same friend that I talked about, I have another friend. He's a newer friend. He's somebody that I've watched his career over the years, and man, it just we have mutual friends, and just by God's intervention, I guess, I don't know, we connected on Facebook, and it's funny because he gives me, he'll text me on the phone, he'll send me something on Facebook. Not too long ago, he even financially popped me over some money and said, dude, I just love what you're doing. He's constantly helping to tweak me and say, hey, I got an idea for you. Not one time has he asked for anything back, but yet he knows, because he lives on this higher plane, that everything that he gives out will come back and benefit him. Money often brings options. There's no doubt about that. But it doesn't necessarily add value to your life. See, each time, this is what I believe, each time that you relinquish the possibility of financial gain for an opportunity at future potential, you pass another major landmark on the success journey. I also believe that when you do this, you start to bring out something that others will just get blown away with. Because all of a sudden they'll wake up one day and they'll say, well, I don't see why you're not doing this or not doing that or whatever. And you know what? You're going to be able to look at them and say, but I get up every morning and say, honey, what would you like to do today instead of what do you have to do today? See, those are the key. Another thing that you have to do is you got to narrow your focus over scattered interest. You know my friend I talked about that just gives because that's the way he is. He's launched companies. He's had some success, I mean, above and beyond what the average person in sales would have. But over the years, he's been able to tweak what he's good at. He's been able to narrow his focus. Early on, man, he was like the rest of us, especially men. I mean, he was trying it all. He was focusing it all. He was doing this. And then all of a sudden, he became it clear to him that he's a visionary. He can come alongside of great operations people. He can come alongside and give ideas like he does to me that can help further. And in the process, he makes good money doing that. And he has a blast inside because he's doing what he loves. See, he's building up other people. You have to narrow your focus. This isn't like when we were high school kids. Matter of fact, John uses an analogy, actually uses a movie, I think it's great, City Slickers. Jack Palance says, how old are you to Billy Crystal? He says, 39. And Palance says, yeah, y'all come out here about the same age, same problem, spend 50 weeks a year getting knots in your rope, then you think 2 weeks out here will untie them for you. None of you get it. And he looks over at Billy Crystal. He says, you know what the secret is? Crystal says, no what? Palance says this, and he holds up his index finger. And Crystal says, your finger? Palance says, one thing, just one thing. You stick to that, and everything else doesn't mean nothing. And Billy Crystal starts getting excited. He says, that's great. What's the one thing? And Jack Palance looks at him dead in the eye. He said, that's what you got to figure out. You know what? That's what you've got to figure out. Art Williams used to say it this way, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Well, you better figure out what all you can do is. And when you do, you're going to start cruising past landmarks on your journey to success. Next thing you got to do is you've got to realize that it's about significance over security. John writes it like this. Most people enjoy feeling secure, especially women. It's a natural desire, one that psychologist Abraham Maslow recognized important in the hierarchy of human needs. But it keeps moving to a higher level. But to keep moving to a higher level and reach your potential, you also have to be willing to bypass another landmark and trade security for significance. Security is important, but significance. People will do more for others than they will do for themselves. I did not get motivated to lose this baby fat that I've got, to go from this keg back to the six-pack underneath because of myself. It's because my girls became teenagers. It's because my wife deserves better. It's because Jetty wants to get into martial arts and I had gotten out of shape. We will always do more for others than we would do for ourselves. People will fight for a greater cause. People would rather have the recognition than the money because they know they've done something well for somebody else. Folks, you have to look at the significance. It's not about what's in it for you. It's about what's in it for others. See, when you've got the what's in it for me attitude, that means you're looking for security. You're not looking for significance. I know my good friend that told me, Troy, what's in it for me? Lives a life of significance. Great charities that he helps to run and does stuff that nobody ever knows. But I also know that sometimes we can all fall into that state of what's in it for me. We have to get past that. See, John writes it this way. You've got to understand that the secret is to continually trade up. See, if you want to make the progress on the success journey, you will frequently find yourself standing at a crossroads. You've got to decide, am I going to give up to grow up? Am I going to give up to grow up? That's the kicker here. See, when you start to do that, you start to win. Back when we were all kids, teenagers, dating, all of us went through a certain event in our life. Doesn't matter where you're at, where you live. There came a time when you had a conflict. You had a date planned with the hottie, and then the boys called and said, let's go. We're going to have some fun tonight. And you had to make a choice. Do you sacrifice a wonderful romantic evening with the girl that you're in love with? Or do you take the risk of pissing the guys off and them not ask you to go hang out again? It's a crossroad. There was always additions and subtractions. As you grow in life, it isn't quite that easy. There's still additions and subtractions. But when you subtract things out, when you sacrifice certain things, it actually can be better. See, now when you sacrifice, you're growing up. That means you're going to have other options. What you give up today will allow you to grow up tomorrow. One of the number one things that you have to do that you cannot pass up is character. You have to develop character. And that's how we're going to leave this show today. There's so much more that we could talk about in John's book. But no quality will serve you better on the success journey than your character. There's just no substitute. Without character, listen to this. Without character, you'll do what's easiest. With character, you'll do what's right. Without character, you're controlled by moods. With character, you're controlled by values. Without character, you look for excuses. With character, you look for solutions. Without character, you quit when challenged. With character, you persevere when challenged. Without character, you rely on external motivation. With character, you rely on internal motivation. Without character, your words and actions don't match. With character, your words and actions always agree. Without character, choices lead to failure. With character, choices lead to success. You got to get rid of the excuses. You got to focus on the big picture. You've got to understand the odds. This is good. This comes from the National Sales Executive Association. 80% of all new sales are made after the fifth call to the same prospect. The fifth call. 48% of all salesmen make one call, then cross off the prospect. 25% quit after the second call. 12% call three times, then quit. 10% keep calling. This is what I call my 1%ers mentoring club. Are you in that 10%? Are you willing to strive to the top? Are you willing to say, I'm hungry. I want to go for it. I want to bust my butt. I want to make it on the success journey. I want to be somebody. I want to make a difference in life. I want to leave a significant legacy. That's the key. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, is it a family trip? Folks, I love having y'all on the show. Go buy John's book. Make a difference in your life and somebody else's life today. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Radio for your mind. Have a fantastic day. Bye now.